All right.
Pitiful tonight.
We're recording.
Okay.
Let me get back to the agenda now. Okay. Welcome to the Trails Committee. This fine 21st of September. And let's just do a roll call real quick.
Mitzi.
Del.
Jacob.
Brandon.
Connie.
Thanks for being here. And we'd like to officially start the meeting. Okay. New business items. I'd like to welcome Jake to the Trails Committee.
Hello.
Thanks for being here and supporting our adventures to improve and maintain and keep the access that we currently have. So,
what do you bring to the table?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, so, do you like to bike? Do you like to run? Do you?
I do a lot of biking.
Okay.
I do a little bit of running.
Right.
Mostly in the off season.
Okay.
I was telling these guys I do a lot of biking with Mike in that group.
Okay, so you work with the youth with the biking or
no? But I've gone and done trails and things like that.
Oh, cool!
It's that group of Mike and Mark, Oslager and Matt Johnson. We do a lot of biking.
Okay.
So that's my.
Those group. Are all old Trail Committee members.
Okay.
Mark Oslager and Matt Johnson.
Okay, that's right. So I guess you're taking the place of
Matt.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you.
Let's see. We've got another item on here, and I'm not sure what this is. It's the hiking sticker, Parish Trail?
I don't know.
I don't know what that is either.
I'm wondering if, okay, let me just make a wild guess here because it's been so long since we met. And we've thrown out over different times random ideas. I don't know whether it's a thing of like some, like you have worked, like, you know, I can get like pins for things you've done or badges for things you've done. Like,
yeah.
I don't know whether there's like a sticker you can get for like, you've worked on the trail, done the trail, or whether it's a sticker to sell for, because I remember in some text, and I don't have it in front of me, Sheree said, can I add the fundraiser, the Parish Creek fundraiser, or the Parish Sunset Trail? And
yes.
I don't know whether it's the same thing. I have no idea what it is. So I'm just throwing wild guesses out there.
Yeah, I know. That sounds familiar. Yeah, Sheree was kind of spearheading that.
Because I've been to pretty much every single meeting since I've been here. And there was one meeting I wasn't able to be at. I forget what happened, and I was asking to be like called into it, but that didn't happen. I don't know whether you guys discussed it then. I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Do you think the sticker has to do with the fundraiser?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what we were trying to raise the funds for.
Okay.
If we were trying to do improvements on that lower section of Parish, because everything above the BST is all Forest Service.
Mm-hmm.
So we would need to coordinate with Zinnia on all that stuff.
Okay. I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know.
I wish I could add some to this.
I mean, they talked about putting a, like a bike. Didn't we talk about a bike? Kiosk kind of thing where you can work on your, you know, fix a flat and like they have it.
Nice. Yeah.
Other places.
The farm.
Cool.
The farm has a couple of new places where you can. They've got like a pump and
right,
tools
right.
And everything.
Yeah. That would be.
I don't
so
know if
cool.
It was that or if
that
it was.
Like
I mean, somebody mentioned a restroom, but I don't think that we could raise enough money to. For a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, we could.
Could we?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You think so?
Yeah. I think that if we put our heads together, we could absolutely figure out a way
to. Whatever we need to help raise.
Yeah.
Restrooms are lacking in some of these places. One place I noticed is Snow Basin. If they're not open, there is nowhere to use the bathroom unless you go all the way up past the big fancy houses to the Art and Ord Trail.
There's
the whole area.
On Green Pond. There's at the bottom of Green Pond.
Really? Well, how have I not seen this?
So it's like right at the top of Wheeler. So if you go up Wheeler, and then it's just before you get onto the Green Pond Trail.
So back to...
we need a restroom.
we talked about signs, I think, or improving the signage.
We do need some good signage, too, you know. So what kind of things will we do for a fundraiser? What kind of ideas do you have? A bake sale.
No, I think that if we get the word out in the community, I think that we can get just enough donations from other companies and stuff that would be willing to help chip in.
More willing to help. I have
like REI did a $20,000 donation to help out with the trails for the farm. Like we could go and do stuff like.
But they said that it has to be a nonprofit, like a
501c3.
Yeah, and so we'd have to coordinate with like Mike's nonprofit or have it. I try to create a nonprofit or talked about doing that so we could work with REI because they really want to help us. They have talked to me so many times, but they're like, you need to have some sort of like a. You know, set up some nonprofit or whatever. We'd love to help you guys.
They Mike and I have that 501c3.
So if you have that,
for what?
We just called it the Northern Utah Trail Alliance.
Oh, okay.
We can do something with that and work with REI. They've talked to me so many times about it. So
for $20,000,
and I'd be glad to do whatever you guys need to help you with that. You know.
Yeah, but we've got, if you look at, Wild Rose Trailhead, where they've got the restroom set up right there, the only thing is water might be an issue getting up there, but if you had something where it's just, a Forest Service thing, I just don't know who would service that.
So we work with the Forest Service on that, don't we, to get permission?
I don't think if it's on our property, do we?
Yeah, I think that would no, that would be on Centerville's property because it's below the BST. Yeah,
down by the, I'm assuming by the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes it easier. We could just do a pit toilet, I think.
We just need to coordinate with, we'd have to talk to Bruce and figure out how or who will service that though.
Okay, so do we want to put that as an item for one of us to do, to just talk to Bruce, be like, what is involved in getting this toilet? And what, you know, I mean, do you want me to get in touch with him?
Yeah, if you want to reach out to Bruce and see what he...
So the property that is below the parking area at the Parish Trail, and this is Parish, not the new Sunset Trail we worked on, but the zigzag trail, that area where there's bigger parking.
Yeah, you got the parking right there and the trailhead right there.
Okay.
I think that it makes sense, especially for as much traffic as you have in that area, to put a restroom there. I think that would be...
Because then there's a dual creek. So that's a good idea. And it has gotten so much more traffic over the past
year. A lot.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll ask him just because we don't really know exactly how to get started with it until we talk to him.
Yeah.
And then, but talking about fundraisers and whatever, you know, we need, being part of 4th of July things and things that go on, we could find ways to raise money then. I know that's already passed, but there's other things.
I think that we can just go out and get the word out into the community. And
I've met people, like individuals that are willing to. So I met a lady just recently, and the only reason why I didn't have her come to meetings because the past few ones I'm like, meeting, and they're like, oh, we're having a meeting. Oh, and then so this time I didn't want to tell her because I was embarrassed, but she says, I'm strapped for time, I don't have much time. And she hikes, the only time she has is to get out and hike, and she doesn't want to lose her hiking time or her running time. She says, I don't have really time to give, but I will give money. I will give supplies. What do you
money's
want?
Money's good.
She has said it so many times. Yeah. Like, she's you know, she's texted me. She's like, I reached out to Mike, and I just don't get much back from him. And I'm not saying dogging on Mike. I'm like, well, Mike, I think, is pulled in a lot of directions. She said, but I want to help. I just can't give time. What do you want? Do you need money? Do you need supplies? And she said that point blank. I'm like, okay, I'll get back with you.
Yeah.
So there's a person.
Yeah, and I don't know how that's set up as far as budget. Like, if they were going to donate. Because if it's an individual, I mean, like REI, they want to donate to a 501c3. Chick-fil-A, 501c3. There's all these people that want to donate to the 501c3 for tax purposes. But individuals, I think that they can. I think that we have a budget for.
You can still write it off on your taxes.
But we have, but we have donate to your whatever it is also, and then just take that money and give it to.
I'd rather right now just have it set up where if they want to make a donation, we can we can put it in our, because we have a fund for Trails Committee,
mm-hmm.
with the city. We just need to have them make those donations there for now.
Yeah, and the city can write a receipt. They can write it off on their taxes.
Yeah.
Because I know that, like, for instance, you know, REI, it's like to a nonprofit, but still, when people give to a government agency, you know, for you know, for public use, the, anything, money or supplies for public use, you can write it off.
Things, I thought you said to have it go to your 501c3.
Only if like a company is wanting to donate or direct to a 501c3.
Just because of their policies for their
because
some have that policy. Some will donate to like a government committee, but most of them, like when it's a thing like the REI thing, it requires it to be a nonprofit, just mm-hmm. as how their policy is written up. So, yeah. But individuals wanting to donate, or, you know, like, you know, say Salt Lake Running Company or whatever, if they wanted to donate, they could donate directly to the Trails Committee.
Yeah. But I think having like a restroom and a bike station right there would be a huge benefit, because there is so much traffic mm-hmm. along that section right there. And Parrish has been getting a lot more traffic on it, too. I don't mm-hmm. know if you've noticed how many people are up there hiking on that.
The one at Wild Rose, because I just have heard it's busy, so I never go there. I like to, like, be away from people. Is it a pit toilet or?
Flush.
So it actually has.
Yeah.
Does it have, like, water available, like fountains, water fountains? Mm-hmm. Ways you can fill for dog water? Do you think that that would be something we should have there if we're going to go ahead and do like bathroom? Or do you think pit toilets about all will fit?
So right now there's no sewer up there. There's no water up there. Oh, so getting sewer from the top of Parrish and water, that connection, that would be a pretty penny.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what we could do is I can reach out to even like CRS and see if they can. They're an engineering firm. And just see if they can put together an estimate of what it would cost to get, you know, sewer and water up there. Yeah. We'll probably need to get some, probably wouldn't hurt to get some power up there too. Probably wouldn't need much power, just some lights and stuff. But you could even do like solar with some batteries.
That's what I was gonna say. If we do lights, it's a lot of places now are just going with solar lights. So that would probably make more sense. But I mean, I think it'd be really expensive. But at the same time, I'm thinking the way things are growing with trails in Davis County, there's a need for these restroom areas. And I'm wondering, like, you know, we put the pit toilet in, then, you know, years down the road, realize, you know, it's growing to the point where we need to more like the water.
Let me go back and look at those drawings that Jeff Euler sent over. He sent those a while ago, but. He was showing where the new BST section is going to be, and if we coordinate, you know, something that we're interested in with the location or where that intersection would be with that new BST section.
I'd love to see those drawings.
I think that would be helpful. That way,
do you have those like in your email or something like mm-hmm. that? Is there any way that I could see those drawings, or is that?
I can send about on the group thread.
I'd love to see those.
Yeah.
Help me kind of visualize. Poison ivy. I'm sorry. I'm like digging at myself. Like, oh my gosh. I'm just like, I should tell her my life. Okay. I'm just very itchy.
So Mitzi, if you'll head that up with Bruce, and then I'll circulate the email that has the BST intersection, and then let's start brainstorming on different ways or different places we can reach out to start getting some donations.
Would this be just Centerville, or also like reaching out within Davis County?
I don't see the harm of reaching out with Davis County.
Something that would benefit the county.
Yeah, I mean, everybody uses that. I mean, you get a lot of people from Farmington, Bountiful, Woods Cross, West Bountiful that utilize these trails. So, and like West Bountiful, I know that there's people out there that would, you know, donate because they don't have, you know, their city doesn't have a trailhead. Like, they have to travel from West Bountiful to our area to get access to the trails. So,
we should assess some money. You might put a note on there that we had a question about the sticker because nobody knows what that is.
Yeah, is it relating to a fundraiser or is it some?
Let's see if I can. Let me scroll down and see if it has any other information in here.
Let's see if it's on your last minute.
I don't know how I got this.
So it says, Trey Phelps noted that Parrish Creek and the North Dual Creek trailheads need to have more work done. They are close to being finished. There's a section on the trail in North Dual Creek. Blah, blah, blah. Nothing about the sticker, though.
This is a good time of year to get some trail work in.
Yeah, it's true. When it's cool.
Yep.
Well, if Mike answered her question, because she said, can I put the Parrish Creek fundraiser idea on the agenda? And Mike said, I think we can. So if he wrote up these minutes or the agenda with that in mind, then it must be part of the...
Related to it. So.
Yeah, that's just my guess, but it was still a little vague.
Yeah.
Oh, she said, I think the biggest concern that maybe needs to be discussed is if this is a big conflict of interest. I'm not sure what would be a conflict of interest.
I don't know.
So we'll have to talk to him.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but I do know that we can raise some funds for a bathroom if you guys that in a bike working station, because I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
So we'll go that direction, I guess, for now. And then next meeting we need to, or maybe I can just reach out to Shrey and be like, I'm a little confused.
Yeah, ask her what she was talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Other item on the agenda was just the projects to complete before the end of the year. And I don't know if there was any specific projects that we had loose ends on that we need to wrap up.
I know that of one that I volunteered to lead and we haven't done anything on it yet is the Freedom Hills Trail, resetting the water bars.
Yeah.
And I thought that was going to happen with my group, with my church group on that 9/11 service day thing.
Yeah.
But they had other plans, so
okay. So
hopefully we can still get to it, but I don't know when it'll be.
It'd be nice to complete something like that, because whenever we've been active, even if it's just a tiny group that gets together and does something, it keeps interest in the trails, and yeah. We're going to have people that are going to be helping us later, or they're going to be donating. We need to, like, kind of still be active, you know? Like, are these trails people still doing anything, you know?
Probably be a good time to do it before winter too, because those things
get bad.
Yeah.
I think October is a good month to do it.
Let's do it.
Because it's cooler, you can get out there and shovel and not sweat to death. So
yeah. We've been getting some rain and it makes it nice.
Yeah, I would love to set a time to go do that in November. Maybe we even plan on like that first like after the first full week in October. Did I say November?
Uh-huh.
I meant October. First full week in October, that weekend, if we can, because doing it during the...
Coordinate it and let me know.
Yeah, during the week is tough with work schedules and stuff, but I think that you can go knock it out that and it's Saturday morning. Yeah.
Mike makes fun of how I like to sleep in on the weekends.
What? What should we? Let's do that.
Because he thinks 7 o'clock is appropriate time.
7th of October. And I'll try to get the people I can round up and
okay.
People from the.
I'll circulate a date on the email that has everybody on it.
Okay.
And then let's just make plans and go get it done.
Okay. Yeah, make plans. Tell me when. I know that I'm finally going to go camping. It's the very last weekend of September, weather permitting. And so that includes like October 1st. This would be the next weekend you're talking about, right?
No, after the first full week in October. So wait for a full week in October and then that weekend.
Yeah.
So you're going camping next weekend.
Yeah.
Next hope. If the weather's funky, it'll be the following weekend.
Which would be the weekend we're talking about.
Yes, yeah, so hopefully the weather's good because I need to get out.
We worked on the, I think you were there, weren't you, when we worked on the zigzag trail?
Mm-hmm. And that was actually very productive.
But we need to get it done.
Yeah, we need to get back up there again. That actually needs a lot of work.
Yeah, hold off on the zigzag stuff, on like doing any additional trouble, because I'm meeting with Mike Smith, who does all the GIS stuff for the city. I'm going to have him help me put together some drawings and stuff, because what I'd like to ultimately do, and I'm trying to coordinate with the BST and Bountiful Trails Committee as well, is do something that is rideable up zigzag. So you're going to have to change some of those grades, but goes all the way up to that meadow area and then back in, and then would go south and then drop back down in over by the gun range, the Lions Club.
Wow. Okay.
Sounds like there's no trail in that one section, right? After the meadow?
The trail goes all the way up to Skyline.
But you're saying,
but it just goes straight up, and I'm saying take it off to the...
That one that's like Wheeler, is that what it's called? That goes to the south? You get up to the kind of... When you say the meadow, what do you mean by the meadow?
So when you go up zigzag, when you finally get... up
the top,
on
the first
you go past
top.
Like a windsock?
Yeah, you go past that windsock, and then there's that flat spot right there. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, that's higher than... Because there's a first ledge there, and then you...
Keep going up past the windsock, and then once it starts, you're actually going downhill a little bit
talking about the trail that's been there for a long time, changing some of it so that you can actually ride your bike up it.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why. But I've got to meet with Mike. He's not available until mid-October.
Okay.
And start working on that plan, because we're going to have to work with the Forest Service on that as well. But I think that the Parish Trail is awesome. I love it. I love running that one. But it's... I think that there's so many areas up there that it's like either it needs more of that bench cut done.
Yeah.
The grade needs to be changed. There's just a lot of work that needs to be done on that trail. And so I would like to start, if Sheree's like got some sort of fundraiser idea in mind, I'd love to coordinate that with the work that needs to be done to make that a more multi-use sort of trail. Because right now you can hike it and that's about all you can.
You can ride your bike down it.
I do. Yeah.
It's kind of wild, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So that's when you say bench cut, what do you mean by, what does that mean?
Just because the trail's so narrow in some of those spots, especially once you get past that, once you get on that longer north side of the slope where you're going up to that little rock that overlooks, and then you take that sharp right that goes back. After that area right there, for quite a ways, it's pretty, pretty narrow.
Mm.
And so just widening that a little bit. cleaning it up. So.
I have a question. Do you ride Snow Basin?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ridden Sardine Peak this year?
Oh yeah.
And the switchbacks, like if you do it clockwise, how they worked on the switchbacks and widened them and everything. Have you noticed that?
I only rode it earlier in the year.
It's incredible. I guess the only reason why I was bringing it up is I was thinking about that. I was like, wow, if we could get that, what they did to those, to some of our trails here. So instead of them being so sharp, it's the same place. They didn't move the trail, but it's more rounded and it like has a bank to it.
Yeah.
And everything, and it's wider. It's really nice. Like if I could just take some pictures of that, that's exactly what we need to do. They did some incredible work. I don't know who did it. I don't know whether it was the Forest Service, because it looked like they had to get some machinery up there to do some of that.
Forest Service isn't building trails. They're typically getting
that, because someone had to have.
There's so machinery. Many trail building companies out there right now. So Bountiful was using Avid Trails, and they just switched to.
Who paid for that?
Somebody else. Bountiful?
No, for the Sardine Peak. That's, I don't know. Forest Service land. Someone had some initiative. It's incredible. Anyhow, check it out, because that would look so nice and be so nice. And the trail would hold up a lot better if they were done that way.
Yeah, because it's so steep in some of those areas on Parrish, it just gets completely washed out, and then you've got those huge rocks and stuff in some of those turns. But it's all because of a lot of it's because of the grade.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot can be done. It's just when I saw that, I was like, wow. And then, you know, there's these, I don't know, it's great how they break it up and keep the water from just running down it, and a lot can be done, but it's going to take some equipment, renting some equipment, I believe. But if we do stuff like that, would we have to pay a trail building company?
I think that's the best thing to do.
To do the work that you're talking about to it? Okay.
It'd be a huge amount of work for people with that equipment.
Yeah. If you're changing the grade on that trail, I think that you need to just get some equipment up there to get it done.
Okay. Well, if you do it right, the trails last a lot longer, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yep. Any other projects that are hanging out there? We talked about
there's that Dual Creek North that needs to be finished up, but I don't know where we are with that, you know?
The last time we had a group, there were me and one guy and his son out there, and everybody else went to the South Trail, to the wrong one.
Oh.
We could see them over there working.
Oh, they were working.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we didn't get very far.
Okay.
They were just putting some zigzags in it, some switchbacks, because it's just straight up, I think.
But that's the one on the north side, and that's the one we need to continue to work on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we've got two projects then that we really need to get out there and do manual labor on, and that's the Dual Creek North.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really.
And the water bars at Freedom Hills.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a lot of little other odds and ends, but I kind of work on stuff like that through the winter. Just when I can't get out, I just go up there and
take out your frustration on the trail.
Yeah. So there's just little things I have notes on that I think about and do here and there. So.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can get some dates put together for Freedom Hills and the Dual Creek North then.
Okay. Should we send out a mass email and be like, this is what we are doing? What dates works best for the majority of you?
Well, let's just set a couple of dates. I'll send out an email and just say, hey, look, here's the dates we're planning on doing this.
Sounds good.
Let's just make it happen.
That's how we have to do it. You know,
we
go
can't,
ahead and just make it happen.
Yeah.
Or we're just going to keep talking about it.
Yep.
Census doesn't always work right.
Yeah. So, I like that approach.
That's all the business items. Any other new business items before we approve the last minutes from all the way back from June?
definitely. Oh, what was up with I totally like missed an email or whatever. I was like, oh no, we're gonna cancel this meeting. And you know, I like still like
yeah.
have to have a meeting. So it's talking about, you guys were talking about next month.
Yeah, October. We need to reschedule for October.
But can we make that happen? Can
reschedule an October meeting?
Yeah, just because it's UEA at the same time that this is scheduled, so nobody will be here. So
would you be able to just maybe throw out an idea and us get everyone on board of a date?
Is that 2 days or is it a whole week?
It's 2 days. So I think we just move it to Wednesday.
I'm pretty flexible, so.
Can we do that?
Don't worry about me.
That's the tree board, but I think.
Or how about the week before?
Let me see. New tree board.
You know what? Let me coordinate that with Spencer.
Yeah, do that soon. And then us put it in our calendar.
Yeah, tree board meets October 18th.
Because I don't want to cancel another meeting. Because no one comes to a meeting on November or December. And then sometimes January.
No, we're going to have them November and December. And we're going to be talking and we're going to figure some stuff out.
Because the past 2 years I've been on it, they've canceled it. Because
he's going to see that it happens. I can tell.
Will you?
Yeah.
Because I've tried so hard. It's like, no, we have to have a meeting. Like, oh, it's too much going on in November or December. So they go on and cancel them ahead of time.
Yeah, no, but we're going to have them.
Is there a meeting the Thursday before?
Sounds good to me.
I don't think there is.
Okay.
But I think, you know, Parks and Rec, they usually don't meet in the winter because they do their work in the summer. And I think whatever that Tuesday is, the 16th or the 5th, anyway, that Tuesday of that week, that would be their night, but they usually meet at 7. If they were done by 8, which they usually are, then you guys would just come in at 8. They might not meet at all. Because usually this time of year, they don't have anything going on. So
I'll coordinate with Bruce and Spencer.
Okay.
And
awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. But I think that we have enough. There's so much that we can do and that we should be doing that we need to be meeting all through the winter.
And like, for instance, just the fundraising, you know?
Yeah, for crying out loud.
We can go ahead and get, like, going with that.
We can get that whole plan put together. We can get all the information over to the Forest Service so that come springtime, hopefully we have an approval from them.
Right.
Like, there's just a lot.
Grants.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot that can be done in the winter so we can get the ball rolling.
Exactly.
In the spring, instead of, like, talking about in the spring when we should already be doing stuff. So
yeah.
I'm all for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty flexible, so I'll make myself as available as possible unless it dumps snow and I'm in Alto. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we'll meet at night because I will be skiing during the day.
Oh, okay. Awesome. This last winter was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, anything else? I would love to keep these meetings, honestly, to like 45 minutes. Come in. Let's get our stuff done. Let's get our assignments made. Let's break and let's circulate some emails and just keep the ball rolling.
I agree. Let's make things happen. Instead, it's old Southern thing, hemming and hawing. My dad used to say, enough of this hemming and hawing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we need to approve the minutes from June 15th.
I'm sure we've all reviewed them carefully. I move that we approve them. Meeting minutes.
Okay.
And do I just say a second that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so nobody has any changes?
No.
No changes.
Okay, so Mitzi's seconded. You have to vote on it now.
Oh, we have to vote on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Good.
Eyes above the nose.
I like that.
Okay. So then I'll just put on here your next meeting. You're going to work with Bruce Cox and Spencer Summerhays to pick a different day.
Yeah.
Because of UEA.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you're going to be throwing out some times in a group email about these projects.
Two work days, yeah.
Yes, and then I need to get with Bruce to ask, you know, what do we need to I'll just talk about the toilet thing with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, and I would just pitch it like, hey, we talked about this in the Trails Committee meeting. And then I would even bring up, I'll just pitch that to him for now. And then just so that we can get him sort of thinking about that. And then I'll get the maps circulated that from Jeff Euler for the BST stuff.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing those. Okay.
So.
And then everybody be thinking.
Talk to Sheree about the.
Oh, that's sticker. Right. And then I need to talk to Sheree about the sticker and the fundraiser. Is that two in the same?
Same.
I'll get some clarification on that one. Okay, so there are two people I need to reach out to. And then everybody, just be thinking about some things that you want to put on the agenda for next month. And then we can throw all that out there.
So, yeah.
Because we have to create it.
I think it'd be better for everyone to chime in for the agenda for next time, so that we have specific things that we want to go through, because I feel like the agenda got sent out and probably because we haven't met for so long,
right?
Nobody knows who's on first, so we need to make sure that we've got a good plan moving forward.
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Sweet.
I'm just for clarification. I'm on the text string. I don't think I'm on the email string at this
point. Okay.
I'll
get Mike.
Did you get your email from Civic Clerk?
Yes.
Okay.
Did they circulate an agenda?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I did not. I got that my appointment. But,
okay.
So I need to get at it. So I
talk to Mike about that.
Yeah.
I'd text him tonight or whatever and see if you can get that sorted out. And then have him – I'll send out – one email and then have him add you to that, and then we can get everyone on there. But you are on the group thread?
On the text, yeah.
On the text thread?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
I got the only email I've gotten is when we chimed in about the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So just make sure, yeah. Just look at all the names and make sure we're all on there, I guess. Gray. Wait, I'm Red Hat, Black Hat, and Ray's been working.
So, do we have to move to adjourn?
Yes.
Oh.
I move that we adjourn.
I'll second that.
Do we have to vote on that?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
I know it's crazy, but that's the rule.
The rules of parliamentary procedure.
Okay, I'm gonna hit end on the recording. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.